Happy June 30th. Here is your WSIU Almanac. The first all-fiberglass sports car body, the Corvette, was produced on this day in 1953. Locally in the outdoors, the Henry Barkhouse in Cache River Wetland Center is hosting a free youth fishing clinic this Thursday starting at 9 a.m. This is organized by the Friends of the Cache River Watershed. Now, you do need to pre-register for this family event, and to do that, just see the link on the web version of this almanac. Kids in Johnston City can get a daily lunch courtesy of the JC Kids Lunch Bunch this Friday starting at 11 a.m. Kids who live in or near Johnston City limits can have their lunch delivered to them. Now, for kids who live farther out, volunteers will deliver the meals. For more information, see their website, jcitychurch.com. Oh, and speaking of Johnston City, there will be a special fireworks spectacular on July 24th at Arrowhead Lake Amphitheater, starting at 5 p.m. Fireworks, 9:30 that night. The Murfreesboro Park District and Kiwanis Club of Murfreesboro are asking help in stocking the Rec Shack. It's an equipment checkout building at Longfellow Park in Murfreesboro. And if you have any new or gently used footballs, bats, balls, basketballs, tennis equipment, well, just drop those off at the Park District office, 1818 Walnut in Murfreesboro. And if you have any questions, just call 684-3333. In the arts, you're invited to express yourself in Cedarhurst 12-inch Art Challenge 2020 Community Art Exhibit. Now this year, the display runs August 2nd through October the 4th at Cedarhurst Schroed Art Center. And the deadline to submit your work, July 25th. And in Cape Girardeau, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri has reopened to limited walk-in traffic. Now, for more information, just call the Arts Council at 573-334-9233 or see our website. And that's your WSIU Almanac for the last day of June. Enjoy your day.